Morning, this is Coach Burns, Building the Dream. Today's topic is who you want to be requires you to change what you are. Once again, who you want to be requires you to change what you are. So many people, especially young athletes nowadays, are caught up with wanting to be this this big marquee player. But they really don't realize what that entails, what it requires. We're caught up so much with society and what we're preaching to these young kids and these young athletes. We're caught up so much in the end result, the end product, you know, whether it be the Odell Beckhams or the Ocho Cincos or the, marquee stud athletes that we see on the NFL network or college and whatever that may be. That's what we're chasing, right? Or that's what we're getting people to chase. And the kids began to look at that and think, oh yeah, I want to be like so-and-so. I want to be like so-and-so. And all you do is you get a glimpse of the aftermath of what this person has had to go through. You don't know. We're not understanding. In order for you to be who you want to be, you got to change what you are. And those come with character traits. You know, you can't be great if you're lazy. You can't be a business owner in life if you don't apply yourself in business. You can't be a boss if you don't know how to work. And so many times those topics are missed, and it's all about, let me punch a clock and go do some work. Let me go here and do this. And because I'm doing this, this should result in this. I go train, 2 hours, 3 hours a day. Yeah, I'm going to train because society says training is what makes you that five-star, get you that big Florida State offer. No, changing what you are in the current state is what gets you the offers. If I am slacking in my work ethic and I begin to change that, my work ethic begins to change for the better. My football IQ or my sports IQ begins to change. My classroom IQ and classroom effort begins to change. I begin to change what I am and what I'm perceived to be, what I am on paper. A bad student is not going to be a great student if he doesn't change being a bad student. A lazy athlete, will not change and become a great athlete if it doesn't change being lazy. A tired or listless husband or wife for the young ladies who are playing sports, somebody doesn't put forth the effort, you're not going to instantaneously put forth the effort if you don't change that within yourself. So it's important that who you want to be requires that you change what you are. And I keep saying that over and over and over, but in this day and age, we are missing the boat on that. And the travesty is that the kids are hurting and they are coming up short. So their staying power is at a negative in this day and age with tough decisions and hardships. It's too easy to transfer. It's too easy to stop. It's too easy to find a reason why I shouldn't go on. It's too easy to make an excuse or justify my actions instead of looking within and saying, okay, what about me as an athlete or as a person? What about me is causing these results? What is it that I'm doing? What is it that is inside of me? What am I that gravitates towards this or that brings this to me? I want to be better in the weight room. Okay, you're going to have to change. What you are maybe is a little weak in the weight room because you just haven't lifted. So the antidote is lift. The antidote is get in and lift and work on changing that composition, Change what you are in the mindset. Change your work ethic. Change your mentality towards work. Change your mentality towards the process. So many people want the end result but don't understand the process, therefore aren't willing to commit and go through the process. So they don't want to change within. And I keep saying that. I don't mean to be a broken record. I don't mean to be somebody, oh, it's just so simple. And try to come off the mountain saying, oh, I got the clue. But I do know this to be true and factual. I've been blessed to be around this game a long time, around a lot of great individuals that have sowed a lot of seed into me and into my life. And I'll tell you this, that they all have the same common denominator. What they are internally has allowed them to be who they are. Okay? What they are. Marvin Lewis, hardworking coach, smart, defensive genius. Who is he and what is he known for? Oh, his defensive prowess. He's a straight shooting guy, does things the right way. Coach Dungy, fair, strong, Christian man. Who is he to the public eye? Strong, fair, Christian man. Some of the greatest players that I've had a chance to be around, work with, coach. Talking Hall of Famers, Pro Bowlers. What they are hardworking, dedicated, committed, intense, intelligent, fair, some God-fearing, some not sure. You know, I can't say that all of them are God-fearing. But what they are, it manifests itself and allows them to be who they are, who they want to be. So I guess what I'm saying, at the end of the day, if your goal is to be successful, and whatever successful is, whatever successful means to you, whatever that category is, then you got to change what you are inside. You got to change that. And if for you, if being successful is being able to bench 300 pounds, run a 4.5 40, but you are lacking in your drive, you're lazy, you're not focused, you're a little selfish, a little afraid of the work, able to find reasons for not doing things, and you do the blame game and you have a victim mentality, that is you. And that will not allow you to be who you want to be. It won't. It will hamper you. And it will just carry over into the workplace, and definitely will prevent you from being great. Greatness is within everybody, and we have the ability to accomplish it. You know, God gives that to us. However, he just doesn't lay it on the table and say, there you go, sit down, and you got it for free. You know, you got to change some stuff inside. You got to change that. So who you want to be, once again, requires you to change what you are. And if you recognize what you are, then you'll be able to, and address what you are inside, then you'll be able to be who you want to be. It's really comes down to that, just those nuts and bolts. Nothing too fancy smancy, nothing too difficult. Real simple. So hopefully this makes some sense. I'd love to hear back from you. Leave a message, drop a line. Over the course of this, my podcast, I'll be having some guys get on the line. So I'm looking to get a few well-known coaches that can give you some insight and some clarity as to how things really work on the collegiate and pro levels. And then obviously some athletes that are there now doing it in college, that are doing it in the pros, that have done it. So you can really understand what this is about. Because it's more than just star chasing and Twitter rankings and Instagram likes. This is real. And you look at those that are successful, and you look at how they live and what they do, they understand and embrace the process, and they don't run from it. So with that said, I'm out. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.